Hello, Kasia Kainz here, your favorite functional nutritionist. Today I want to present magnesium to you. And if you are my patient, you've probably heard me speak about it. Maybe you read some posts that I have written. I love magnesium. I think it's so important. Why? Because we're so depleted and we truly are deficient. First, based on studies, and confirmed by the analysis of my patients' food logs that I do, I am here to tell you that most Americans indeed do not get enough magnesium just for basic functions. So magnesium deficiencies are really common in our Western diet, and that is mostly because we rely on processed wheat, and refined white rice, and you're losing up to 80% of magnesium when you're polishing grains. When you're stripping them, and that's the problem. We also don't eat too many seeds. We may consume some nuts once in a while. That's a popular food, but definitely we don't eat enough legumes, and we definitely don't eat enough green leafy veggies such as kale or collard greens. And these are all the best sources of magnesium. And what you may not know is that more than 300 enzymatic systems actually rely on magnesium in your body. So the truth is that magnesium is very important, has many jobs to perform. And if you look at the standard dose recommended, daily dose recommended by the government, it's up to 400 milligrams. The supplementation recommended daily is between 200 and 400 milligrams. But interestingly, which may you may not know, is that women, for example, tend to urinate and sweat out almost as much as 400 milligrams a day, even if they're lucky to get enough in the diet. So, do we get enough magnesium in the diet? No. Do we still need it? Yes, we do. We do need to supplement or eat the right foods because magnesium is an essential mineral. And essential means that the body cannot synthesize it on its own, so it cannot combine other nutrients to make magnesium for us. So it's either food or supplementation, or there's one little trick also that I can tell you, which is Epsom salts. They high in magnesium, so if you like to soak in the bathtub, you're gonna get some magnesium as well. Here's a list of symptoms you may experience if your magnesium is not optimal. You may have poor concentration. Your neurotransmitters may not be working very well. You may have poor memory, cognitive decline. Your muscles may be cramping. It's your neck, back, jaw. You may have numbness and tingling in your legs, feet, or toes. You may have twitching in your legs and feet. I do that. I see that a lot. Then we're looking at poor quality of sleep, trouble falling asleep, trouble staying asleep, feeling awake, but not quite, always feeling tired, being startled easily by loud noises, having anxiety that cannot be turned down for some reason, having racing thoughts. You may also have less appetite. And you may have increased carb cravings and reduction in glucose tolerance. So insulin resistance might be an issue. And especially with people with diabetes, they are notoriously deficient in magnesium. Low magnesium may also be associated with higher blood pressure. And I've seen some cases of medications for high blood pressure that actually deplete magnesium even more. So that becomes a very complicated situation. Another thing that you may experience is racing or abnormal heartbeat. Your heart really relies on magnesium, and low magnesium has been associated with conditions such as mitral valve prolapse, for example. And oftentimes it can be improved with magnesium supplementation. So there's a lot of things that magnesium does. Let me tell you now how hard magnesium is working for you. So, magnesium is responsible for muscle relaxation. As I mentioned, that includes your heart muscle. It's a muscle. Every contraction requires calcium. Every relaxation requires magnesium. With every heartbeat, you require both. Magnesium is involved in energy production on a very cellular level. It carries something called ATP, which is a little bit like a dollar currency in American business. It's a currency inside your body for cellular energy. And so most, like 50 to 60% of the magnesium that is stored in the body is actually stored in bones, because magnesium is very important for bone health, not just calcium, magnesium equally important. But much of the rest of magnesium is stored actually inside your cells to provide that cellular energy. I don't think many people know about that, actually. Magnesium helps your body regulate temperature, helps with nerve functions, metabolism, thus the sugar cravings, and the production of neurotransmitters. And that's the cognition, that's maybe depression, ADHD, various problems may be addressed with magnesium support. Certain populations may need more magnesium, for example, athletes or people with health conditions. We talked about bone health, muscle health, and cardiovascular health already. But it's also an important electrolyte. So, for example, coconut water will have some magnesium. It's also, interestingly, important for digestion and detoxification, and may enhance control of inflammation. So, a very long list, and I haven't even mentioned all of the functions. How do we know if we need magnesium or if we supplement too much? That's very simple. With supplements, we know that the body regulates the absorption. The more you need, the more the body will absorb. If you take more than you need, it will come out as loose stool or diarrhea. So we sometimes, functional clinicians, we sometimes use magnesium for periodic constipation with patients, or if the constipation is unresolved and doesn't respond to different therapies and we're still looking for the causes of constipation. In that case, you increase supplementation every evening to the point when you actually have a looser stool. And so from that point, you decrease the dose a little bit just to produce a bowel movement without the diarrhea. I often resort to supplementation with higher doses of magnesium for conditions such as gastroparesis, which drives constipation. It's very hard to move bowels for the patients otherwise. So you can play with it if you're constipated, but if you're really chronically constipated, I would love for you to talk to a clinician to find the root causes of it. It's very, very not good for you to be constipated, not just because you have aches and pains and it doesn't feel right, but because of the damage that is done by increased toxicity. We call it retox. You're reabsorbing toxins that are stewing around the stool if the stool sits there too long. So definitely magnesium is a great tool to have in the medicine cabinet if you have periodic constipation, maybe when you travel on the plane and you don't drink enough water, situations like that. Let me walk you through some sources of magnesium in foods. You have a list below this podcast, so you can read that. In fruits category, you have avocado, banana, dried figs, and raisins. Vegetables. This category, you think green. All greens, whatever greens you can eat, they have a beautiful combination of calcium and magnesium. So it's good for your heart, it's good for your bones. For example, spinach, Swiss chard, kale, collard greens, beet greens. Other vegetables as well, like okra, potatoes with the skin. A lot of vegetables have some more or less of the magnesium. And just as an example, 1 cup cooked spinach is nearly 200 milligram magnesium. So this is half of what a woman needs per day. Legumes, as I mentioned before, are high. So I have a whole list of legumes, and these are your beans, lentils, mung beans, pinto beans, yellow beans, soybeans. Just get them organic, please. Here, if you have 1 cup cooked black beans, for example, you're getting almost 120 milligrams of magnesium. Now let's move to grains and grain products, because we don't know many grains. We just know wheat, we know rice, but there's some gluten-free grains that are very reputable. They have a lot of nutrients, and especially magnesium, and that would be, for example, amaranth, buckwheat, millet, certified gluten-free whole oats, quinoa, whole oats, meaning you could do steel-cut oats as well. Brown rice, wild rice, red rice, black rice. These grains are gluten-free. Just to give you an example, 3/4 of a cup cooked quinoa is about 120 milligrams. Nuts and seeds is a fantastic group of magnesium sources. Dried nuts or seeds provide more magnesium than roasted nuts or seeds, interestingly. You can dry them in a very low in your oven. The most reputable are actually pumpkin seeds. A 1/4 cup of pumpkin seeds can provide almost 200 milligrams of magnesium, but make sure that you actually chew them well. So seeds in general are high in magnesium. You have flax seeds, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds. You have the pumpkin seed that I mentioned. And then nuts. Any nuts actually will have magnesium. Almonds, cashews, hazelnuts, Brazil nuts, peanuts, walnuts, pistachios, macadamia nuts, pecans. Some other sources, molasses, seaweeds, hummus, peanut butter, soybean products such as tamari sauce. That should be gluten-free. Natto, miso, tempeh, raw tofu. Make sure that any soybean products are organic. Oyster, shrimp, and halibut also have some magnesium. And of course, I mentioned Epsom salt. So now, do you think you're getting enough magnesium in your diet? Could you add some sources? Could you make a little lentil soup? Or maybe have a side of, white beans with olive oil and some garlic and some onions. Could you cook gluten-free oats? Could you try and cook a little bit of millet for breakfast, experiment with quinoa, and have some dried nuts as a snack once in a while? And definitely, would you be willing to throw some spinach into the soup or chop some collard greens and throw it into the cooking when you have a stew so you don't even notice it, but you get that magnesium into it? So there's lots of opportunities for magnesium. And if you cannot get it from the diet, you don't like these foods, then I definitely recommend that you take some magnesium supplements and you will feel so much better. If you want my favorite magnesium, it's available at www.kindswellnesssolutions.com. Be well, take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon.